It's clear that summer is here, but I do want to warn you because something resembling a dire wolf has recently been found in Montana, so winter may be coming soon. With that in mind, scientists found upon further inspection that it's probably just a wolf dog. This is an actual hybrid that exists mostly in captivity. However, wolf dogs are unique. Unlike horses and mules, when wolves and dogs get together, their offspring can create more offspring. Wolf dogs are so amazing, it's said that they're unpredictable, ranging from bold, aggressive, and territorial, to placid, submissive, and friendly, even among pups within a single litter. In fact, if you have a wolf dog, you have to get a tattoo on the inside of its lip showing that it is a wolf dog, and I'm told that Congress is thinking about doing the same thing once humans start breeding with robots like my friend at that brothel. In any event, today I want to talk about espionage, watchdogs, and beaches, plus freestyles as we break off the leash to start joshing around. Nice and easy breezy, here we go, wavy like them bands coming in, and I feel you like an AM radio when they said hello and our broadcast day begins. Here we are, gonna be a star, well, gonna be more than I was yesterday, and that's fine if you press play, thanks for coming in. Here we are, my friend, let's walk. Hey, everybody, don't come at me too fast or don't stalk, but we'll all be friends. We can start taking Disney tours. If you're coming into town, let me know. We'll plan on showing everything that I've seen grow. I'm telling you, my mind is like a forest in Amazon, and we're going through the Nile. Wait, no, I missed it. We're going up the Amazon. There, I kissed it, man. The ground that we walk on, I've seen it grow. I'm telling you, I want you to know. That's why I go on, and I'm telling you, thank you for coming across this pond. Hop in. Here we go. Let's take a swim. Another unique animal hybrid is the cat dog. Much of what's known about this species can be learned on the Nickelodeon cartoon documentary Cat Dog. Much like wolf dogs, cat dogs have very different personalities. Cat is very cultured, while dog is very fun-loving and enjoys chasing garbage trucks, cars, and exploring many things in which cat does not want to take part. Another unique dog hybrid is the convenience store dog, though I don't recommend eating either cat dog or convenience dog because the way I see it, they both seem to be full of shit. Though in a pinch, I suppose either will sustain life. Welcome to it. You've gotten through it. Yeah, here. Everybody, let's just be sure that we're clear. It's the end of the week and you could tell because the beats is in. So, hey, let's ring up their bells and out of school is no bummer, but the summer is here, so I might have to start yelling and be like, hey, everybody keep it down, don't frown, come on, unless you say that the equinox will tell me that summer's not here, but let's keep it clear that I would frown on that too, unless you're full of Botox and then you gotta smile, what you gonna do, I don't know, but hang out for a while, we'll be here all day and we could play like you was at the side of the craps table screaming ole, wait, a mixed metaphor and I might just pour a whole bunch more of them in, okay, you got it now. A week at sink, but I prefer to swim, so I'll be right here until the sharks come after dark and we can start to spark, and I'll know when I hear you go.
What's up, Josh and Around Killjoy here, and I love this discussion about fast food places, actually convenience stores. A fun fact most people don't know about Killjoy is that I actually stayed alive on convenience store hot dogs for a good 6 weeks when I was out of money between colleges and had no way to cover my bills. So lived on my parents' gas card. That's right, just gas and hot dogs that have been rotating for 8 hours at a time. And I do wish this was the era of social media because I'm thinking at this time I could have gotten at least 8 million views off of a 6 week trend off eating rotten Polish hot dogs. Probably could have paid my first month's rent with that sucker. Great to hear ya. And fun to be joshing around.
As a former night shift convenience store employee, allow me to confirm your darkest fears. The guy that came in the morning would make the coffee, and then around 9 or 10 a.m., throw the hot dogs on there. When I came in at 2 or 3, if there were enough hot dogs on the rolling warmer, I left it alone. And unless somebody drank it all, I certainly wasn't making more coffee. The journey's the best part. When do we get started again? I'm ready to go. Road tripping, here we go. Everybody loading up the trunk. Okay, now we going and drive. Here we go. I can't wait till we arrive. Said somebody in the back. When do we get there? Shh, hush that. I just want to roll out. I just want to arrive here inside my mind, playing ludicrous. Roll out, though. Everybody, area codes, they just travel like them zips. And I'm telling you quick that I don't want to hear. Now I'm fully equipped. Okay, yeah, I got my roll flares in case of some trouble. I got my spare and it's fully inflated. I'm not impaired, maybe just a little bit. My eyes are slits, but that's fine. That's a road trip. When it comes to confirming our darkest fears, a family in Portland recently had their private conversations recorded by their Amazon Echo device, and then a transcript of that conversation was emailed to a random contact of the father's. Amazon has admitted that this happened. They're trying to fix the problem. It was just a random series of cues the family gave. Alexa tried to confirm, but nobody heard until after the email was sent. When that random contact reached out to the family to let them know what he had read, they didn't believe him at first until he said, no, you were talking about hard wood. Now, luckily, they were just talking about flooring. But be careful what Alexa hears you say next. I'm a man of many hats, let me profess from A to F that I've been doing my best. From Atlanta to Gainesville and the gains that I've been making allow me to reveal that I am here to stay. Yeah, always concealed, but now I'm out in the light, never dark, and I can start to embark. Here we go, yeah, keep it off and... From the Ville now, back to Atlanta now, that's my F, back to the A, and then the parade wasn't there for me. I tried to make a mark, but couldn't even get it started, so back to the coast where the space wasn't. Now I'm making the most of it, even though I displaced most of this water up in this place, though. That's fine, this tub that I find myself in like Play-Doh, I can mold and I keep on pressing go, yeah. Okay, here we go, and a new start will begin. Keep it anew, renew my friend. Considering how bad voice recognition technology was even a few years ago, Echo's far-field voice recognition is amazing. Each speaker has 7 microphones, which are arrayed so the cylindrical speaker can pick up voice commands from far away or even in noisy rooms with lots of conversations going on. It's predicted that by 2020, almost 50% of American households will contain a smart speaker, which is exactly how science fiction is supposed to work. You think no one's going to invite all this spying into their house, but it doesn't happen all of a sudden. Instead, it happens subtly, much like the way you boil a lobster. Easy does it if you do it with ease. For everybody else, gotta add speed. Quantity over quality, for not me, I just repeat everything that I've been doing before. And I snore through the sleep, I can see everything that I need. I'm reading the future, this fiction science to me. And I got the bachelor's degree on the wall to prove it. I'm there like a duck, Hawksley, I'm going through it. Maybe miss a pronunciations here and there, that's fine. But guess what, Orwell still knows I steer clear of George. By George, I tell you this is true. I don't want to barge in on you, but the truth needs to come clear. So we're saying it, spouting it, shouting it so clear. Like we're trapped inside a whale, but we can peer out that blowhole. And I don't want to blow so hard, but I'll tell you what, it's hard not to sing from my heart. If you've been recently flooded by emails and notices asking you to once again agree to terms and conditions, it's because of the General Data Protection Regulation that Europe has put into place. I often talk about how we need someone reading all of those laundry lists of terms that we just click agree to, and it seems since our Congress here stateside isn't going to do it, Europe has stepped in to be the technology watchdog. That said, this is another slow boil where we'll soon find the 3 factions that George Orwell mentioned in 1984. I didn't forget what I need, but I'm telling you that I certainly don't need a long receipt. Now, who be keeping them? Who still got it this day in the digital age that you got a file cabinet that you be keeping tabs on? Come on, trapper keeper now. Let it go, I don't wanna see you creeping now. Get out of my window, come on, I don't wanna see this paranoia. It is so valid though, I'm telling you. Yo, everybody listen out, there's 7 microphones that can hear you whisper, shout, scream. Tell anybody this isn't space, I need more, get out of my face. Peace talks regarding dismantling North Korea's nuclear program were put on hold this week, if not scuttled entirely, and while the decision by the United States has its merits, it was done while U.S. journalists were actively preparing for the meeting. So if you think you've had a bad week at work, think about CNN correspondent Will Ripley, who was the one who had to read Trump's letter to North Korean officials. He said, There was just a real sense of shock. Immediately, they got up and left, and now they're on the phone kind of relaying the news up to the top. The moment, Ripley added, was very awkward and uncomfortable. There was a point in time where I knew everywhere I was going. Now I think I feel like I'm heading towards the drain flowing the wrong way, but that's not true. Man, I'm looking back at you. Who's that? The man in the mirror. It's all getting clearer and I can see that I'm not trapped in a cave staring at a shadow that I see. Instead, I'm out in the real world and I can figure it out because this is real, man, and there is no doubt that I was meant to problem solve, so I'll keep GPSing. And you can see me, I don't even need this GPSing. Never get lost, I'm always here, figure out it. What we gonna do, and I won't shout it to anybody telling them that there's be wolves near. And I always find out what's clear, okay, the path, and we can clear it again. I'm gonna take the one less traveled, but then we can just beat it in till it is all raveled and unraveled too. And we can see it now, I hope that you will travel too. Let it be known, the president has been busy. It's reported that beginning in November of last year, the family's got a new business, which you can find at TrumpStore.com. There you can buy the finest in goods for men, women, and children bearing the Trump name. They've got hats, polos, and t-shirts. When it comes to the t-shirts, think Ed Hardy with less rhinestones. Hop off in a vibrato that you need a gelato. It's so hot I'm melting, said Frosty Man. Okay, well, Wendy, she knows that it's red hot outside, but I'm telling you, we don't want to stay inside. Instead, float out into the street, blow out like a tumbleweed. Get out there, but make sure it's populated. Yeah, here you go, you faded, that's fine. Don't get arrested, though, be up on PD when it's live. Okay, sirens, they stop, they're blazing. I'm telling you now, here comes the fat, it is crazy. And manic as it could be, I'm telling you that this mania won't take me away from being me. And I'll spell my Beatles with two E's, okay, and not an A. Now I'm not taking an F on that grade. No, and I'm not taking L's like I said that you might. Instead, I'll tell you my head will never swell. Keep it on straight, and I might swivel, but stay on level instead. I'm on a strong foundation. The annual list compiling top 10 beaches in the United States has been released, and I'm here to tell you the list author, coastal science professor Stephen Leatherman from Florida International University, also known as Dr. Beach, he don't know what he's talking about. That's because, once again, there's nary a beach from the Space Coast on the list, and I don't see why not. We've got 72 miles of coastline to choose from, home to the second biggest group of loggerhead sea turtles in the world, and there's rockets. I don't see how we couldn't make the list. Now, there's a couple beaches from Hawaii this year, that's fair. Something from the Panhandle in Florida and Clearwater. North Carolina, I understand, but are you telling me you'd rather go to the beach in New York than to come here to the Space Coast? Well, we're not the Caribbean. We're close enough, Doc. Run, click, crawl to the dance hall, gotta slow down to speed up. Now feed your cup, come on in, now relax. Now move your back and your hips at the same time, nodding your head. Now feel your dreads go, even if they pretend, that's fine, friend. Now we going with the flow, let the rum flow now. What you wanna unwind? No, come on, it's divine, no. But it's the shipping that be the cost, so I'm telling you the boss. But I'm gonna pour your rum all the same, like a daiquiri. Bahama mama, just feel the breeze. Come on now, at ease now. As for man's best friend, most spots on the shore say no dogs allowed, so we better muzzle this episode and kennel keep the show for a spell. If anybody wants to invite me to Cooper's Beach in Southampton or Coast Guard Beach in Cape Cod, I won't turn down the invite, but come to Paradise Beach near me and I really can show you turtles nesting overnight. Keep in mind, your speakers have 7 mics. Feel free to use them to call the show sometime. This just in, North Korean talks are back on. You know, I can't wait to see what Trump has in store. Rudy Giuliani says the president's more likely to meet with Kim Jong-un than Robert Mueller because the former won't try to trap him into Korean perjury. Nah, just nuclear war. But if that doesn't happen, let's meet up again for more joshing around. A bad day of this is better than a good day at work. Like a fish out of water on the dock up there twerking down, trying to suck down a little air, but you've usurped all the life from him and you'll serve him on a frying pan later in the day, but that's fine, you need to eat too. I understand that you need some calories coming through, but I want to swim. I can't give you all that I have to give. Instead, I need to save a little for me to live. So I gotta devour some other little fishes too, cause I can't just come through like life is a pleasure cruise. Although I say it to you a lot, I still gotta eat and feed the little ones because they need a lot. Man, they grow out of shoes all the time, but I don't have to tell you. Even if you don't know, you grew out of shoes too. So I'll stop there. Tell you I'm prepared for all that, but thanks for listening.